Right, good morning. Now, Rebecca Kesling is the National Spokeswoman for Personhood USA and founder of the Director of Save the One, a pro-life organisation in the United States which campaigns for the protection of every unborn child in law and society without exception, without compromise. And she's in town today. She's got a number of engagements, including going to visit some schools. Now, Rebecca has a moving story to tell. She was adopted nearly at birth, but when she was 18, she learned that she had been conceived in rape, which must have been a harrowing thing to hear. And Rebecca is on the line. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Rebecca, you're going to schools here in Northern Ireland today. You're also carrying out some debates and involved in some discussions. When you were 18 and you found out that you had been conceived when your mother had been raped, what was the first thing you thought about?
Well, of course, I thought about the issue of abortion because this is what you always hear about, right? And I felt targeted by society and devalued. I felt like I would have to justify my own existence and prove myself that I shouldn't have been aborted and that I was worthy of living.
Did you not first think about what your mother had gone through when she was raped?
Of course. So I thought about, first of all, for years I had always dreamed of being able to meet my birth mother. I had written poetry about being able to meet my birth mother. And so I thought, I just could not believe that she had been violated like this. And I also thought, like, she must hate me. This has got to be the worst thing that's ever happened to her in her life. Because of what society says, I figured she's never going to want to meet me, and that she probably wanted to abort me.
You are a pro-life campaigner. You are living proof that someone who may have been aborted can go on to live a very fulfilling life, and I'm sure that's why you are campaigning as a pro-life spokesperson. But you do run the risk of coming across as being an individual who doesn't really understand the plight that other women are going through. And abortion legislation in Northern Ireland is, according to Mr. Justice Horner, a breach of human rights law. And in November of last year, just a year ago, he ruled that indeed women who were victims of sexual crime were entitled to exemptions within the law. And you would be very much against that.
I read his full opinion and I actually wrote a piece on it. So if you look up Rebecca Kesling, Northern Ireland, you'll be able to find my article that I wrote addressing it. First of all, I'm a human, in case you might not realize that, and I should have been afforded human rights like I was. And so I do think that it's a human rights issue that these children deserve to be protected. He also referred to children conceived in rape like me as being the child of a rapist, which is really quite unfair because I'm the child of a rape victim. And I have a global organization made up of over 400 like me who are conceived in rape or incest, and mostly mothers who became pregnant by rape. And what an insult to demonize her child, characterize her child in such a way as being the child of a rapist, instead of calling that child the child of a rape victim. And it's highly offensive to all these mothers raising their children. It grieves them deeply to hear their children referred to this way. And it's done to demonize their children and to push an agenda. As I said, I have this global organization. I do know the plight of these women. Many of the women from our organization are post-abortive from rape, and they deeply regret the abortion. And they say that the abortion was worse than the rape. It was more violent. And the baby is the one who helps the other women overcome the rape and often delivers them out of an abusive situation.
Rebecca, let me challenge you just on that point, because that is a big statement that you've just made there. You believe that a medical procedure carried out by medical professionals is more traumatic for a woman than a sexual crime being carried out on a woman, a man foisting himself upon her and raping her. You're saying that some women believe that the actual medical procedure of an abortion is worse than rape, for which you get life in prison.
Absolutely. First of all, very few rapists ever serve time. It's estimated in the United States that only 1% of rapists are ever convicted as charged. Rapists don't get the death penalty. In the United States, the Supreme Court said that it's cruel and unusual punishment, even for child molesters, to get the death penalty. You will find that those supporting abortion in cases of rape are not advocating for the death penalty for rapists. But they'll give the death penalty to the child conceived in rape without any trial. The child is convicted summarily for his crime without any evidence. And I talked to a woman from Amnesty International, and she said that she thinks that rape victims, that women should just be able to say they're raped. That's it. Just say you're raped and you get an abortion, which is really abortion on demand for any reason.
But Rebecca, you know, the way you're speaking at the moment, parents are going to be concerned that you are going into our schools this afternoon. I think you're in a car at the moment en route to a school. You're talking about the death penalty, which obviously is totally irrelevant here in Northern Ireland. You're talking about rape being not as bad as abortion. Now, any woman who's listening to this programme who suffered rape will be absolutely disgusted to hear you say that something that's carried out in a medical procedure in a hospital is not, is worse, is worse,
well,
than a rape.
Like,
there is,
I
can't think, short of murder, I can't think of anything that a woman would have to go through than that could be worse than rape. And that's what most people listening to this program will believe.
Well, I'm telling you that the rape victims from my organization, and I'm talking about hundreds, and there's a book, Victims and Victors, that outlines this as well, and studies that show that rape victims are 4 times more likely to die within the next year after the abortion. They have a higher murder rate, a higher rate of suicide, depression, on and on. They have, we know that abortion protects and enables sex traffickers. It protects and enables rapists, perpetrators of incest. Typically, not only does the rape end when a girl gives birth, but also for all the other young women in the household who are being raped. But rapists, I am telling you, rapists love abortion because it destroys the evidence.
So you're associating abortion with increasing sex trafficking. You're associating abortion with encouraging people who would be of a mind where they might at some point rape. Whereas we're looking at women generally here who may find themselves in a position where they've been the victim of a sexual crime, or indeed there may be a situation where there's fetal abnormality, which is also being discussed here in Northern Ireland, and they can go across to England and have the abortion, but it's going to cost them £2,000 to do that. One of the main issues here in Northern Ireland is, why should a woman who's been raped have to go to England at that expense to have that abortion that she wants to have? Why should she have to pay that money when she could have it here, which is basically in the same jurisdiction?
Okay, again, you're talking about killing children. I mean, what is an abortion? Abortion is more than just prematurely terminating a pregnancy. I prematurely terminated 3 of my pregnancies, and my daughters are doing quite well. You know, they're alive, okay? You're talking about securing the death of an unborn child. And you talk about it as a medical procedure. I don't care if it's called a medical procedure. It's still killing someone. It's stopping a beating heart of a living human being.
Yes, but the law says that women are entitled to human rights. And many women will argue that you, with your rhetoric, you are adding to the suffering of the woman. You seem to be ignoring the woman.
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, like I said, the studies show, the only studies ever done on this issue, there's two of them, show that she's four times more likely to die within the next year after the abortion. They're far more better off after giving birth.
There are many women listening to this program who've been to England for an abortion or who've had an abortion elsewhere.
And I'm very sorry for their loss.
Yes, but they are not at risk of dying. You're painting a picture here that women who have an abortion are at some risk of dying. There are women who are happily listening to this program who've had abortions. Yes, there are some who may regret it, but you make it sound like as if every woman who's had an abortion is in some way in a state of trauma.
Well, studies do show again in the United States that the average abortion, she's six times more likely to die within the next year. With rape, the study we saw is four times more likely to die within the next year. And when it comes to rape, you have to understand that the abortion is protecting and enabling the rapist. It's destroying the evidence, and it's sending her back into a very volatile, unprotected situation.
And are you going into schools today of the Catholic faith, or are you going into a mix of schools today?
I think these are Catholic schools. I'm not even sure.
Now, should schools be hearing both sides of the argument? Should they be listening, for example, to Grainne Taggart from Amnesty International? Should she be invited to these schools as well to give the Amnesty International perspective on women's rights?
Let me just tell you that I'm going in the schools to share my life story. I'm not going in the schools to advocate, arguing a position. I am merely going to the schools to share my life story.
But are you going into Catholic schools today to tell young girls, or maybe young blokes as well, that abortion is worse than rape?
No, first of all, what I actually said is that there are many women from my organization who had abortions, and they've expressed that the abortion was worse than the rape. And again, there's studies that show that. The book Victims and Victors outlines this, hundreds of women surveyed, and the ones who had the abortion expressed that the abortion was worse than the rape, and that they were no longer dealing with what had been done to them, but now knowing what they had done to their own child. Okay? And this is what these rape victims expressed.
And do you believe that the young people, the teenagers of today, should hear both sides of the story or not?
I think that they need to have a face to the issue. I think that this should not be discussed as just a concept, but that they need to hear real stories like the hundreds of women from my organization, so that they realize that this isn't just a theoretical issue.
And how many schools will you visit today?
I haven't visited any. I'm on my way. But I speak to...
But how many will you visit?
I'm not sure. I think there's two today.
Well, to put it another way, Rebecca...
It's so offensive to me because you're acting like my very life is so controversial. I mean, and do you know how offensive that is?
What's offensive? Explain what's offensive.
This is life that you're talking about. You're acting like me sharing my life story is an affront. This is my life. Oh my gosh. I deserve to be alive.
Of course you deserve to be alive. No one's saying
you don't deserve
to be alive. What I'm suggesting
is... I deserve to have been protected. What? I'm thankful I was protected by law. My birth mother tried to kill me at two illegal abortions, but I was protected, and she backed out because it was illegal.
Yes,
I owe my birth to the law protecting me, and I deserved that protection.
Yeah, this is the law of the state of Michigan where you were born. I understand exactly what you're saying, but the point that I'm making is... You are about to go in to speak to impressionable young teenagers in schools in Northern Ireland and possibly tell them that abortion is worse than rape. Rape is one of the most serious offences on the statute book, whereas abortion is something that many women have been through and have accepted being through. Some have found it traumatic. But my goodness me, I think people listening to this programme are going to be more than shocked to hear someone campaigning in a Catholic school saying today that abortion is worse than rape.
again, this is what the mother said. The post-abortive women said this, and studies show it. But I can tell you, since it somehow bothers you so much, this is not part of my normal speech. I will be sharing my story. I'm not going to be telling other women's stories. I'm going to share my story. And I'm going to tell these young girls, young men, that their lives matter. I am going to give them a life-affirming story to help them understand that their lives matter, that every life matters.
You, however, sound as if you have very little sympathy for the woman who finds herself in the plight as the victim of the rape.
I head up an organization of rape victims. Are you kidding me? These are my best friends are rape victims.
Yes, but you're insisting.
I also founded Hope After Rape Conception to terminate the parental rights of rapists. Our law has been passed by Barack Obama. It's been passed unanimously in states all across the U.S. I got it introduced in Brazil. We're going to introduce it in Malta in a couple of weeks.
Yes, but Rebecca,
I advocate for rape victims. Don't tell me I don't care about rape victims.
But Rebecca, you're insisting on women continuing with a pregnancy that they don't want as a result of being raped. The woman doesn't have the right to choose, and you're insisting on her not having that right.
And what is the alternative? You're talking about ending the life of an innocent human being, giving the death penalty to an innocent child. I mean, you know, you act like not continuing the pregnancy. We're not talking about delivering a baby early. You're talking about killing an innocent child for some guy's crime. That is completely unjust. It's barbaric for any civilized society to punish innocent children for what some guy did.
Okay. Rebecca, have a good day in Belfast, and I really appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Rebecca Kesling, who was conceived as a result of her mother being raped, and she is the national spokesperson for a group called Personhood USA. She is the founder and director of Save the One. It is a pro-life organisation in the United States, and it campaigns for the protection of every unborn child in law and society, without exception, without compromise. That's the tagline. Your opinions are very welcome. She may be speaking to your children later today. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.